Hey, everybody, welcome. It's time for Atomic Radio Hour, the post-nuclear podcast. How are you? My name is Vince. Welcome to the show. I got a show for you, a real episode. Welcome to episode, and I want to get this right, because last time I was off by several dozen, if not more, episodes. Welcome to episode 2. Already I'm wrong. Now it'll be off by 100 episodes. Welcome to episode 349. That's right, 349. A lot of things we got to talk about today. First off, I want to give a shout out to the Patreon. If you're here and you're already a part of the Patreon, thank you. If you want to support the show in any manner, go ahead and check it out. Link in the description below. We got a live audience tonight. I've got Willie DeWitt with me. If you want to be part of the live audience, go ahead and check out the Ghoulman Entertainment Patreon. Now, before I get into anything else, I want to also say, once I've shouted everything out, I would like to also say, I am going to the Fallout fan meetup in Good Springs. November 14th, 15th, and 16th. I'll be there. So if you're going, let me know. Join the Discord. Drop a message. I'd love to see somebody there. I have to keep bringing this up because I know I'm going to continuously forget to bring this up. So if you're going, let me know. Leave a comment. Join Discord. What have you. I think it's going to be a blast. So I think it'd be great if we could have like maybe a little mini ARH meetup or something or what have you. Whatever. I'll be there. I might have a camera. I'll probably have a camera. It'll be fun. Now, here's a thing I'd like to talk to you about. In the trailer, the most recent teaser trailer, knowing my luck, tomorrow, as I'm leaving work, another teaser trailer is going to come out, or more photos are going to come out, because that's always how it happens. I always record something, and then like immediately after, more stuff comes out. There's a scene of a fella is in a vertibird with another fella who's a young-looking guy with kind of like a coiffed hairdo, and a jacket on, and I've been seeing a lot of discourse whether this is Elder Maxon or not, and I don't think it's Elder Maxon at all, because he looks like the age of Elder Maxon in Fallout 4, and not a guy who would be another 10 years older. Also, he looks too thin, and why would he and Maximus be hanging out? Like, I get it. Maximus kind of does a big thing. He's seen as the guy who takes down the NCR, or at least Moldova at the end of season one. Spoilers, but I feel like if you're a Fallout fan, I think you've seen it at this point. He's portrayed as the guy who takes down Moldova and what have you, but isn't. And I don't think that's big enough for Maxon to talk to a fella in the Brotherhood. Like, I don't think that's that big of an accomplishment. That being said, you know, you get access to speak to him in 4, but you're also the main character. You know, you're the protagonist in 4. So I feel like it's kind of like a kind of point. I just don't think it's on screen. The fella's on screen. I don't think it's him. I don't think it's Maximus. I wouldn't be surprised if this is like some really well-known pilot, like a fellow who's made a name for himself in the gap between 4 and the show. Because I'm assuming this is people from Boston. I'm assuming we're going to get to see, oh, these are people from this side of the country, and they have done this and that, and now we are back to our motherland. I really hope they play into where the Brotherhood is from. Especially because they're originally from California. And I think it'd be interesting to see, like, hey, we were extradited from the original Brotherhood because of Elder Lyons. He did his own thing. We kind of broke away. And then I, if we ever meet Maxon, I am the person who my lineage kind of is built upon this, and I wanted to bring us back to our roots. And in a way, if they make it canonical that they took down the Institute, they come back, or maybe they come back because they didn't take down the Institute and they couldn't, and they ran back west with their tail behind their legs. Who knows? I don't think this fella is Maxon, though. I don't. I'd love to find out who he is. I'd love to find out why Dinky the Dino is in the wrong direction, too. I swear it doesn't bother me that much. I think what's wild, the pool doesn't bother me as much as Dinky. Dinky being the wrong way upsets me, like more than it should. And then I got a conversation with a friend who was like, if you look, Repcon is the way that Dinky is, and in the game they say the way it is in the show, And in the game, they were like, oh, we can shoot the ghouls from this way, from Novak to the thing. And it's like, oh, but it's over that way. But it's not that way, the way Dinky is facing. If they, I don't know. I think it's because Dinky faces the road and not the hotel that it makes sense to me. But also, I think the dinosaur that it's based on in California that was in Pee-wee's Big Adventure is facing inside. And let's look it up together. I was incorrect. I just talked about this fella recently. Cabazon, the Cabazon dinosaurs. Here he is. Yeah, okay, so this is the Stego, but this is him painted as Santa Claus, and he's facing the road.
Decorated for Christmas Fall 2020.
Anyway, this fella, I want to know more about him. I hope we get to see something. I want to know what happened to Aspirin Dane, too. Because last we saw them, they got their leg sliced up by Maxon by putting, I assumed it was Maxon, putting a razor in their boot, and then he put it in and just fucked it up. But we really don't know what happened to Dane after the battle of the observatory in Los Angeles. So hopefully we get to see more about them and whoever this guy is. I don't care about the Brotherhood, like, even slightly, to be honest, in game, but I'm excited to see where this goes. I think so many people just have the assumption that, oh, Fallout's here, so the Brotherhood has to be here, which is not the case, but we have to do it at this point. All right, I want to get into this week's lore. I got something fun. I got something special. I got something that I'm honestly surprised I've never covered before on this show, so I'm really excited to talk about it. But before I can do that, I have to talk about the Patreon. Now, the show is entirely supported by the Patreon. Actually, it's next month. Next month, the bill is due to make sure that I can put the show on all of the podcasting sites, and because of the patronage of the Patreon, I just checked it today. I will have plenty of money to be able to make sure these episodes can continue to come out live. Also, I took a break this year. I had technical difficulties and I had to take a break. And because of the Patreon, the show could continue. They supported me even when I wasn't here. So real quick, I have to thank the Patreon. And starting at the top, I have to thank the OG Noah. Thank you, Noah. After Noah, I have to thank Mellow Millhouse. Thank you to Mellow Millhouse. After Mellow Millhouse, I have to thank Danish Hound Dog. Thank you to Danish Hound Dog. And last but certainly not least, I have to thank Brotherhood Outcast. Thank you to Brotherhood Outcast. If you'd like to support the show in any possible way, check out the description. There's a link down there to the Patreon. But honestly, just sharing the show with a bunch of people is the best way to share something like this. Thank you. On to the lore. I love you. I'll be speaking with you real. Why am I saying it like I'm outroing? I love you. I would like to talk about this lore. Thank you. So I had to take last week off. Something came up last minute that I had to attend to, and I wanted to make sure that everything was taken care of properly. And I had already asked a question, so I just kind of let it ride. Every week I'll ask a question. I'll go to the Discord and go, hey, and there's two vaults that I realized I hadn't done. And now that I have this new rig here, this new editing PC, this new recording PC, which I'm also going to be playing a lot of Project Zomboid on very soon, I wanted to do something from Fallout 3 because this will run Fallout 3, and now it'll be easier to get footage from Fallout 3. So I wanted to talk about a vault. I haven't talked about a vault in a while, and there's two of them in Fallout 3 that I don't believe I've ever spoken about, and that's Vault 77 and Vault 106. So if you'd like to hear any lore, and I mean any lore whatsoever, check out the Ghoulman Entertainment Patreon, because even at the $1 tier, when I ask every week about what lore you want to hear, your voice is heard, and you get to choose what's this show's lore. So by way of the Ghoulman Entertainment Patreon, I bring you this week's lore on Vault 77 from Fallout 3, kind of. Vault 77 is an official canon vault that was not developed entirely by Bethesda. It was developed by three different people. One of them being Emil Pagliarillo, and I always say Emil's name incorrectly, and I apologize. As someone with a hard last name, I can empathize. Emil came up with the concept, but this is a vault that was written and illustrated by the fellas over at Penny Arcade. This is the one man and a crate filled with puppets vault. Again, super surprised I made it almost 350 episodes, and I do not believe this vault has any sort of dedicated lore to it on my channel or anywhere else. It was written by a fella named Jerry Holkins, and it was drawn by a fella named, and I'm sorry about this one too, Michael Hulick. Again, sorry, as someone with a hard last name. This comic was launched on Fallout 3's official website in July of 2008. It was a 12-page comic that was a total of 3 panels each, and it's the story of what happened in Vault 77. And like I said, it is a canon vault in the Fallout universe. What's so interesting about this vault is it is a vault that has continued. It is a vault that now, in the past few years, we've learned a little bit more about it. In about 2024. Now, I'd like to read you this little comic, if you will. It'll be behind me as well. This is all owned by Penny Arcade. This is for educational purposes. The Vault experiments were never designed to rescue the people that lived inside of them. They were a vast social experiment designed to study pre-selected segments of the population, like Vault 69, where women outnumbered men by 1,000 to 1, or Vault 43, which consisted of 20 men, 10 women, and 1 panther. But we aren't here to talk about those vaults. We're here to talk about Vault 77. One man and a crate filled with puppets. An hour after being inside the vault, the puppet man screams, "Hey, open up! You forgot all the fucking people out here!" And 4 months later, he's crying, still alone, still by himself. And 1 year, 3 months, and 12 days later, he finds a crate that says P13X US Government Issue Puppet Rations. 1 year, 3 months, and 12 days later, the puppet man says, "All right, a dog, I guess, some kind of a dog holding a beagle-looking puppet. And you're like a king, I guess, holding a puppet that looks strangely close to the king, King Friday from..." 1 year and 4 months later, "I'm the king. Bow wow," he says while playing with the puppets. 1 year, 5 months, and 7 days later, "It is the king's birthday," the puppet man decrees. "Oh boy, did you hear that, Reverend Hound? Grandma's going to be baking a pie." Eventually, he started to hear something coming from the box as he walks past at the puppet box. "Psst, hey," he hears out of the ration puppet box. "What? You can talk? Why are you talking?" he says to a vault boy-looking puppet. "I don't know. Why are you talking?" says the puppet. "You talk to me first," says the puppet man. "The king! The king has been murdered! It's regicide!" The puppet man, "What's happened here? Grandma? Oh no. The dog, maybe?" "Sweet lord, dear merciful god!" The puppet man asks the vault boy puppet, "I need to ask you a question," asks the puppet man to the vault boy. "Puppet, I need you to be honest with me. Are you sure you want the answer?" says the vault boy puppet. "What did you do?" "What did we do?" answers the vault boy puppet. "No, you're a murderer, and you're my accomplice." "I wouldn't. I couldn't," he exclaims. And calmly, the vault boy puppet says, "You did." "Oh my god, what did we do, Reverend Hound?" "We leave. We leave tonight," says the puppet. And we can see that the puppet man has opened the vault door, puppet in hand. The first thing he sees is a giant rad scorpion carrying 2 cars. And he looks at the puppet and goes, "This is a big decision, you know. Maybe we should sleep on it." And the next panel we see is him and the vault boy puppet, the puppet man and the vault boy puppet out in the wasteland. "I expected things to be a lot worse, actually," he monologues to himself and the puppet. "I mean, yeah, it's a little hot for December, but I'm not really a snow person. I think we're gonna be okay, don't you, Mr. Pinch?" And he's riding a giant ant. And then we can see the puppet man with the vault boy puppet sitting around what we can presume to be a fire, going, talking to somebody, going, "My vault was horrible. I mean, really bad, just brutal. It was like being buried alive, you know? Being buried alive in a clean house with plenty of food and water and puppets." how about you? How is your vault? And we see in the third panel a fellow who's missing an eye and an arm and most of his flesh, and still somehow the remnant of a vault suit. He says, could have been better. Our next panel, we just see the vault boy puppet, and then the puppet man talking to what we can assume are slavers or raiders, saying, guys, you need to listen to me. You don't want to mess with this puppet. He's seriously crazy. He's killed before. And the one raider goes, what do you think, slave or food? And the other one says, I don't know, I'm pretty hungry. And our next panel that we see, and mind you, these were coming out daily for 12 days. So this took almost 2 weeks to read the whole thing. We see the raider from before, the fellow with the eye patch, going, Bob's dead. He killed Bob. I got away somehow. Maybe he let me get away. Maybe he followed me. And a new raider goes, man, get your shit together. Who killed Bob? Cling, cling, the puppet man. Cling, he's here. Says the raider with the eye patch. So Vault 77 didn't turn out so good. But you gotta remember, though, the vaults were never meant to save anyone. As we see a bloody Vault Boy puppet and the puppet man surrounded by bodies and covered in blood. Now, this is another reason why... This is back to me. This isn't the comic. This is another reason why... This is another reason why Fallout needs a comic. As I started reading comics about a year ago again, and if Fallout would work so well in a comic medium. And I think this and All Roads proves it tremendously. There's not much that's known about 77. We can assume that it's in DC. It was in a cave and it was tiny, but actually... The timeline doesn't meet up. When he says that it's hot for December in that one panel, it would actually be March of 79, because if it's a year, 4 months, if that's assuming that he went in the day the bombs dropped. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he went in a little early. But if we're going to assume that all the doors shut on October 23rd of 77, it would have been the end of March of 79, beginning of April of 2079. Not really a big deal. I'm just a pedantic asshole. What are you gonna do? Now, there's not much you can find out about this vault other than there is one reference to it in-game. There's one reference. If you go to Paradise Falls, you can find a Vault 77 jumpsuit, and you can find a holotape. And it's just some slaver's holotape. And I'd like to read it for you in full. I got all my lore off of fallout.fandom.com, the Nukipedia. If you will, I love these games, I play these games, but every now and again I need a quick reference. And this is a quote that I got directly from the holotape on the website.
Like I told you, man, I don't fucking know where it came from, but it freaks the boys out. Some story from a while back about a stranger with no name. Just get rid of the damn thing. Ain't no good gonna come from keeping it around. Besides, if it is his, maybe he'll come back for it. Comprende?
Another thing about this, just to be a pedantic ass, if this happened when the bombs fell, which it did, I doubt the Puppet Man would be around 200 years later. I get it. It's a reference. It's not a big deal. Again, pedantic asshole. And then here's the best part about the Puppet Man. Here's the best part about all this. On April 17th of 2024, Penny Arcade just updated again, because they do it's a webcomic. We are not in the golden age of webcomics, but they did a webcomic, and just like, this happens, and we get an update on what happens with the Puppet Man. So, no, I don't know where this is in the timeline, but it's here. The first panel. All right, now, we gotta get up there. Don't look him in the eye. Him who? Fucking either of them. You can see two slavers saying to each other as they're about to walk into some sort of a structure. Just say, like, my lord, can we get a dip off the well? And if he says no, we'll just back out, bowing and shit. These two raiders say, one of them looking more concerned than the other. What the fuck do you want? Says the vault boy puppet. And the puppet man saying, oh, look out, fellas. He's in one of his moods. Like, this was just 16 years later. 16 years later, this just gets updated. Out of nowhere, this gets updated. And it's great. And it's just like a one little offshoot thing. Chad has a great idea. Maybe he's a ghoul and his particular mania has prevented him from seeing himself as he truly is. Great guess. Great guess. That's actually a really good one. The radiation got to his brain. Big fan of that. I love him. I love the way he looks so smug in this third panel. How fun is that? Just some fun facts before we get out of the lore for you. During PAX 2008 Puppets, PAX is the Penny Arcade convention. Puppets were given out as promotional items and they sell them on the website. It's actually a thing I don't own. It's a prop that Bethesda has been selling for a while now, and I actually don't own one. And while doing this lore, I was super surprised I don't own one. And I wonder how many people own them and don't know that it's from this comic or the reference that's in Fallout 3. In Magic the Gathering, when they did the Fallout stuff, the Puppet Man gets a card. It's called Fraying Sanity. I'll put the art of that behind me right now. That's Vault 77. I thought it was super neat. I wanted to talk about a vault, especially when I'm getting close to getting done with all of them. I think there's only a handful left that I haven't spoken about, if that. But that's Vault 77, a really fun vault, even if it is more on the jokey haha side. That's Vault 77. And that is this week's lore. Hey, everybody.
Segment 3 time. Let's get a little close and a little intimate real quick. This is a serious question. Not to make it about politics or anything, but I'm genuinely curious. How have the tariffs affected you?
And I'm asking this genuinely. How much are eggs by you? I go to Costco. So I get 2 dozen organic brown eggs for like $7 for 2 dozen. And I'm genuinely curious because like this Christmas, I have a lot of time off. I'll be honest with you. I haven't really taken any sort of a break this year. And I've been doing overtime like it's going out of style. And I'm about to move. And this Christmas, I've taken off a significant amount of time. I'm going to bleed through. I mean, I'm going to go to Vegas, then I'm going to come home, and then it's Thanksgiving, and then a month later is Christmas. And I'm going to have pretty much Christmas and New Year's off. And I was really thinking about finally picking up a PS5 and just playing GTA Online with my friends until my eyes bleed. Because, you know, that's a vacation. Just order DoorDash like 4 times a week and hang out and eat good Indian and Chinese food and shit. And like, I'm asking this because where I'm at, it doesn't feel like I've been super impacted. There's little things that feel like they've been super impacted. So like, it's stupid shit that I collect toys, right? I have my Fallout shelf here, but I also collect toys and I dip into new stuff. I dip into old stuff. I actually just ordered myself the McFarlane Superman 2025 action figure after seeing him in stores for like 2 months straight and then not being able to find him. And I committed the cardinal sin of buying him offline. I got it from the website, so I didn't get scalped, but it's one of those things of like Super 7 makes these, they don't have any Fallout toys, but they have a bunch of Godzilla. They made a bunch of Godzilla toys and I have a couple of them. I don't like collecting every one of a collection because then you hit a point where you're done collecting. My grail comic book probably ever is Walking Dead #1. And I'll take it in like shit condition. I don't care. But just because that's like my favorite comic book series ever, Walking Dead 1 is my grail comic. But the price of that, especially if it's graded and it's a 9.8, which is the highest pretty much you can get, that is the price of like a used Honda. It's like $3,200. I'm not paying $3,200. If I can get like a used red 4 for like $200-$300, absolutely, whatever. So toys. I don't know how we got away from that. Toys. Super 7 makes these toys I really like, but I noticed they went from being $20 in store and online to being just under $22, right? So I'm seeing it in small ways. So far, I haven't seen movies go up in price because, you know, it's one of those things that the tariffs go in place and they take the tariff away, it's going to go down 20 cents. You know what I mean? Like, let's say the tariff was a 25% increase. They get rid of the tariff, which they're never going to do, but let's say they get rid of it and then everything's going to drop 10%. You're not going to go, hey, there's still 15% more on this that shouldn't be here. You're going to go, oh my God, it dropped 10%. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's a foul game that's being played. And I'm really curious because the area that I live in apparently is one of the few areas that hasn't really been affected by, like, rent increases, where I believe we're either at the national average or we're just below it. And it's a thing that it just hasn't really moved. I also read today that there's more unemployed people than there is jobs, which, hell yeah, baby. I love that I know history. I love that I studied history when I was in high school and I paid attention. I'm so happy about that. I'm so happy. God. So I'm really curious. How does, like, join the Discord, leave a comment. How does your neck of this planet look right now? I'm also saying this. I could be saying this and the president could be dead. I don't know. A fella does not look good. So, like, the whole world can be flipped, turned upside down in a matter of moments. What has increased by you? I know Kerrygold butter, which I don't buy butter all that much. I try to keep it slim. I try to be in the gym eating straight protein. I got to go back on them protein shakes. I've been trying to keep it light, and, like, I don't buy butter. There's a lot of things I don't buy. Chicken has not gone up. Turkey has not gone up. As far as I've seen, beef has not gone up. Those are things that I would think are being produced domestically, but who knows? And I'm sorry, I feel like this is such a weird, heavy topic, but I'm genuinely curious to the way your pockets are being affected. That being said, if you're in the and you feel that your pockets are being affected because of the shit world we live in right now, I will never be offended if you want to on out of here. If you want to dip on out, I totally get it. Just sharing the show with a friend is more than I could ever ask anybody, let alone giving me a monetary incentive or a piece of your income. Times are tough for everyone all over, always, and I understand that. I'm really curious to know. I'm in Colorado. I haven't made that a secret ever. The 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, or 7th most expensive state. I think it's higher than 7. I want to say it's New York, Washington State, California, maybe Colorado 4th. It's either 4th or 5th. 7 was being way too generous. So, you know, I live a certain way. I understand how to live. I understand how to get by.
There's a reason why I work a lot of overtime.
But I'm curious to how your way of life has been affected, if it has been affected. And, you know, I read somewhere that, but I think it was this year, if not 2030, the leading cause of mental illness in this country is in America, in the States, is going to be depression. And the cure for that depression is making about $300 more every check. And universal income is not going to be a thing anytime soon, even though the robots are going to take all of our jobs. Also, I might talk about this with Kyle. Kyle's supposed to come on sometime soon. He's been super busy, but I've wanted him on for a while. So I'm going to talk about him. I'm going to try to remember to talk to him a little bit more about this. I've been seeing a lot of people saying it's racist to call AI clankers, and I just don't agree. When I see things like OS Africa, like go back to like that, like that's when I'm like, all right, now you're just being a little about it. But like calling a robot a clanker, I don't think is racist, like at all. Like we're calling them robot. This is the thing that's taking your job. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I go to a Krispy Kreme to get... Like, also, Krispy Kreme should not be $24 a dozen. Why is it $1 a donut? $2 a dozen or $22 or whatever it is, $23 after tax and tariffs and fucking... I gotta blow the guy just so I can get a fucking sprinkle on one of them. The fuck? Imagine walking into Krispy Kreme and a fucking clanker hands you... And then you still want me to tip? You still... Don't even get me started. Hold on, I'll get out of here in a second. We'll talk about tip culture. I went to an art festival, right? Like a little walk around. It's Colorado, so everyone's drinking constantly. You go there, you get a beer. I don't drink. And then you look at the art, you buy maybe... I bought a sticker of like a cat that had Mothra's wings, and then I left. It was a good time. But I was hungry, and I was with friends, and my one friend was kind of hungry, and I was kind of hungry, and I was like, oh, you know what? Let's get this sausage. It was elk. So I was like, ooh, fancy. This fucking sausage was $18, and these motherfuckers had the audacity to ask for a tip. I paid like $21 for a fucking sausage. No chips, no French fries. It was a potato bun that you get at the fucking grocery store. Wasn't even like a great bun. an elk sausage, a little bit of mustard, and like maybe jalapenos, I think, was on it. And that was it. That was it. That was everything. And it upset me because like I had to split it. I didn't mind. My friend bought my ticket because it was like a last minute thing that I went. So like they bought the ticket. I bought the food. It didn't matter. But it was like $21. Like I think we spent they spent just as much money in the ticket as we did on food. Anyway, I don't know. I don't like AI. Also, hold on. I want to get out of here, but I do need to apologize. I have used in the past AI art for the thumbnails of these videos because I didn't know how awful AI was at the time. But now I do. And I would like to formally apologize why we were just talking about clankers. I won't be doing it again. I was unaware. And I just thought, here's a thing that I can mess with and see what it does. All right, let's get out of here. I love you. The intro music that should be playing now is by the one and only Shane Ivers. It's called Feather Duster. You can get all of his music at silvermansounds.com/free music. And like I said, the one I use is called Feather Duster. Shout out to the Patreon. Shout out to the chat. If you want to support the show and maybe watch it, listen to it live, go ahead and check out the Patreon. There's a link in the description below. I also want to give a shout out to the Redbubble. Check it out if you want to get a little merchy merch with a little logo on it. There's a link to my Twitter, the show's Twitter, and Kyle's Twitter below. I think that's everything. Be safe, everybody. Death to clankers. I'll be talking to you soon. Hopefully next week for episode 350. Love you. See you later. Bye. Bye, everybody. Bye. Bye. See you later. Bye. Woo.
Atomic Radio Hour Podcast.
A Ghoulman Entertainment Production.